brought to the ground.
You want to burn it all to the ground?
Yes. Yes, we do, don't we?
Hell yeah!
Wait, there is no other choice?
There is no other choice.
There is no other choice.
Will you follow us?
Follow us.
Sure, we'll follow you.
Try and stop us.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Come, we have much to do.
We have much to do.
We have much to do.
FBI Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 11.05 a.m.
Agent Doggett disappeared while supervising counter-terrorist operations near the disputed oil pipeline in Wyoming. Agent Reyes disappeared hours later in the same area. Agent Hendricks died at the same location of a brain aneurysm. Agent Nesmith, Agent Schultz, we can't let this trail go cold.
Hard to see how it can go much colder, A.D. Morales.
We haven't had a single good lead.
There's gotta be something. You'll have to start combing through everything you have again.
Supposing they're dead.
Then find me the bodies.
See, Scully, I told you they'd start without us.
Huh. Agents Mulder and Scully, come in. Thank you, Agents Nesmith and Schultz.
Spooky stuff, Mulder.
No, really. That's original.
Mulder, I wish I could say it was you Agent Nesmith was talking about.
What's the case?
Well, it's in North Carolina, and our field office in Charlotte is going to take point. The Attorney General is a little cautious about Washington getting involved. There are jurisdictional and ethical issues here, so we need to tread lightly.
Tread lightly. That's us.
That'll be the day.
Joni Cartwright, age 16. This is a still frame captured from a security camera feed in the Women's Health Clinic, Murfreesboro, North Carolina.
This is that explosion at an abortion clinic this morning?
Correct.
I can see protesters beyond those doors. That can't have been an easy decision for her.
She was one of the victims?
She was a survivor. Witnesses at the scene described her as gentle and quiet before and after the explosion.
And this requires our attention. Why?
Just stay with me for a moment. Our explosives unit and CFSRU are already down there. Early suspicion is leaning toward a crude fertilizer bomb with a plastic explosive triggering mechanism she was able to smuggle inside.
What was the death toll?
6 dead, including the doctor working at the clinic this morning. Another 4 in critical condition.
What do we know about her home life?
She was kicked out of the house recently by her mother. From what's already known, she had been a patient at the same clinic a month ago.
You mean she's already had an abortion there?
The nurse didn't recognize her until she'd already made it into the examination room with a bomb up her gown.
Creative. But it sounds like the field office in Charlotte is the better bet.
I imagine some of the local population might be some degree of happy this clinic was put out of business.
Why bring us in on this?
Because analysis of frames from a different security camera video also turns up this, Agent Mulder.
I don't see anything.
Are you kidding? Look there.
You mean around her head?
Girl's got a halo.
A trick of the light, surely.
The image has been doctored somehow?
Initial video forensics of the footage pulled from the camera show no sign of doctoring.
Has anyone else got this?
No, we're gonna keep it quiet for now. That part of the state is rather devout in its faith. Best not to give anybody anything to fixate over. In light of recent events in Saudi Arabia, as well as some long-held hostilities towards the X-Files division still rooted into the culture of this bureau, I don't need to remind you that we are always under scrutiny here, agents. So let's figure this one out and put it to bed as quietly as we can.
Understood.
Scully, I know you're a mother yourself, and you gave your baby up for adoption. I hope this doesn't...
I'll be fine. Thanks.
Keep me posted.
Sure thing. Oh, before we go, couldn't help hearing you talking about Agents Doggett and Reyes as we came in. How's the search for them going?
We anticipate an imminent break in that investigation.
That bad?
You have a plane waiting, Agent Mulder.
Copy that.
Just take it slow, Nurse Johnson. You've been badly burned.
I think she knows that, Scully.
I wasn't certain it was her at first. We see so many girls in over their heads, alone, desperate. Sometimes we're the only people who ever know about their situation besides themselves.
Was there any indication she was carrying a bomb when she came in?
Well, she was acting strangely, but then most girls her age, too.
When did you realize you knew her?
The doctor called her in for the initial examination.